Welcome back to the School News Podcast here on MPS Voices. My name is Manny Hill, and it is February, month of February, just getting underway. And of course, February is Black History Month, and a lot of exciting events happening at Minneapolis Public Schools to celebrate and acknowledge Black History Month. And who better to talk about all of that with me than Tiki Blackamore, who is engagement and outreach specialist at Minneapolis Public Schools. Tiki, you've been on with us several times, and we always enjoy the time. Appreciate it again today, and this is such an exciting time because there's a lot of really wonderful things that Minneapolis Public Schools is going to be doing to celebrate Black History Month. Let's just get right into things. Why? I mean, this kind of goes without saying, but why do you think it is so important to celebrate Black History Month as we do every February?
All right. First of all, thank you for having me back. I love coming on this program. So thank you. First and foremost, and I say this over and over, and I'll continue to say it, Black History Month is a celebration of American history. You don't have American history without Black history. So we are celebrating American history, and we should acknowledge and recognize and uplift our past and present African Americans who contributed to America moving forward.
So let's get right into all of the really exciting things that are going to be happening at Minneapolis Public Schools to celebrate Black History Month. We had a gallery opening, the Who I Am gallery opening that happened earlier this week. What you can tell us about that?
Yes, so that happened on the 4th. But the good thing is, I know we missed the opening. However, it's for the entire month of February until the first week of March. So if you didn't have opportunity to come in on the 4th to see the gallery opening, come in now. We are recognizing students from Bethune and Franklin Middle School. They've submitted their artwork, but we also have a couple of high school students have submitted their artwork. I'm not going to drop names because I know I'm going to butcher them and I won't be able to get everyone's name in, so we won't do that. I will drop a couple local artists that have participated with us. That's Charles Codwell and Sean Harris. So we had an amazing night. We had spoken word, we had dance, we had food. We won't be having that the rest of February, but come in and check out the work. And just a little plug in, I have a couple pieces there myself too, Manny. So if you haven't seen it, come through. It's called Crown of Glory.
Nice. I love it. And that's happening at the Davis Center.
At the Davis Center, 1250 West Broadway. Come check it out.
And let's get into Cooking with Soul. I know when you've been on with us before talking about this, this is really exciting and special every year that you guys do it. And what more can you share with us about that?
Oh, my goodness. So our first Cooking with Soul, we changed the date. So we are going to bump it to February 13th. You guys come check it out. It's open to the community. Staff, students can come and check it out. But what we do is we have a Q&A, a live Q&A and a live demonstration that our local artists, our local chefs come in and they work with our students and they produce something that's yummy, something that is food for not only your stomach, but it's food for your soul. So come check it out. It's about an hour program. It's from 2 to 3. We have a couple of dates for you. We have the 13th. We have the 19th, we have the 25th, and then I have another date that's going to happen in March. I'm looking at the first week, but we'll get back with you. I'll check in with Manny, and we'll update the Minneapolis online calendar. Check on there, Minneapolis Public Schools. So you go on there, you check out the events, and you'll see the dates that we have Cooking with Soul. But again, we have local artists that come in, and they cook with our students, and then they share the meals with us. So you have to bring your taste buds. Be ready to eat.
We're talking with Tiki Blackamore, engagement and outreach specialist at Minneapolis Public Schools. MPS, of course, celebrating Black History Month throughout the month of February. And we're just talking about some of the really wonderful events that are on the horizon here over the next couple of weeks. So there's Our Health Matters as well happening at Bethune. Yes. On February 26th. What about that?
Okay, so this one is dear to my heart. When you speak to our community, when you look at Black health, unfortunately, we suffer at higher rates from things that are preventable. Colon cancer, we have a high mortality rate with our birth rates. Diabetes, there are things out, sickle cell, there are things out there that unfortunately we suffer from at a higher rate than anyone else in our shared community. And so we're going to have Black doctors, physicians, dentists, registered nurses that are going to come on and talk to us about our health. They're going to teach us how to communicate with doctors. They're going to teach us how to vet our doctors. They're going to teach us how to teach our doctors to listen to what we feel and what we're saying. Because I think part of what we've suffered is the breakdown of communication, the breakdown of trust. And we get to take that back. So they're going to talk to us about that. And they'll give you an opportunity to have a conversation with those doctors and ask your questions and share your concerns. So it'll be a Q&A with the audience. And of course, dinner's provided.
Tiki Blackmore, of course, is an engagement and outreach specialist at Minneapolis Public Schools. We're talking about all the wonderful things happening to celebrate Black History Month at Minneapolis Public Schools throughout the month of February. Okay, let's talk about some parent-student events that are coming up as well. National African American Family Involvement Day is February 12th, and how is MPS involved with that?
So there's actually multiple schools throughout the district that are participating in that, and they can look different ways. So we have a few that's on the website again, so check that out. But don't just depend on our website information, because a lot of schools are doing their independent work. You want to call your schools directly and find out, what are you doing for African American Parent Day? What are you doing for Black History? When can we come in and celebrate with our students, with our children, with our families? And there are participating schools that are having parents come in and have lunch with their children. There are schools that are celebrating the achievements of African-American families. You have, just to write off a few off the top of my head, Lindell, Elizabeth Hall, Bethune, Southeast, Northeast, Franklin. There's a ton of schools in the district that's participating in Black History Month and National African-American Family Involvement Day. Call your schools, find out what days that they're doing, what they're doing, when you can come in. The national date that we celebrate it is on the 10th, but because we can't always come out on the 10th, it's spread throughout the month for, that's how our district does it. So just check them out. Find out if you can come in for lunch. Find out if they're celebrating NAFIT, and let's come in and celebrate it together.
Tiki, I'm going to let you run here. I know you've got so much on your plate throughout this month.
That part.
Yeah. I get it. I hear you. But it's all beautiful stuff and beautiful, amazing ways to for the community to come together, whether it's students and families or us who work at Minneapolis Public Schools. It's really a beautiful time to celebrate Black history, American history. And so we appreciate the time. Again, just some reminders on some dates for events coming up. We've got Cooking with Soul happening on the February 13th, 19th, and 25th. We've got the Who I Am Gallery that's open at the Davis Center now throughout the month, and many other events happening. Our Health Matters.
Our Health Matters, February 26th.
Big one, yes. February 26th there at Bethune and Longfellow. So
again, can I plug in a couple chef names for you, if you don't mind?
Absolutely, by all means.
Okay, so here's a few chefs that will be featured. We have Rose McGee. She'll be on the 13th. We have Princess Titus on the 19th. And then we have Ed Porter coming in March. And then I have another chef, but I'm going to surprise you guys with that. Ed Porter's pretty amazing. All of our chefs are amazing. You guys, please check them out.
Lastly, Tiki, where can people go over to get a little bit more information?
So you want to call your schools directly, but you can also check in with our engagement department and ask for Tiki Blackmore. I'll give you my cell number. That is 612-895-0101. I respond to all messages. So you can always reach out to me directly and ask me, hey, what's going on here? Is this school here doing something? Why aren't they? You can ask your schools. If they're not, why aren't you? We would like you to.
Tiki Blackmore, engagement and outreach specialist. She's a busy woman this month, and we appreciate the time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.